This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It is over. The LeBron James saga, the watch, is over. Where's he going? Philadelphia. How's that going to work? I don't know. I'm interested to see how it works. I'm just glad that it's not in Denver. We can put that. I don't think Denver was ever a player. I don't think they were ever a player, judging by LeBron's thank you message to all those involved in his courting the last month or so. Brian Howell's going to join us. The Colorado Buffaloes are doing something kind of interesting that has people chirping. And it's all about practice. We're talking about practice today. Top stories of the day. We'll get into some Denver Broncos stuff. Man, I can't wait for the season. It's a big one for Bo Nix. Clip of the day. Fascinating. And then we'll wrap up at 1:30 today, so a short show. Stay with us. We're just getting rolling. The whole show starts now. Let's jump into the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFK. The good is it's over. Another LeBron James offseason that was 100%. I mean, the whole offseason was about him. It's exactly how he wanted it. To be, you know, retirement farewell tour be damned. This is what he wanted. The entire sports world on hold until LeBron James makes his decision, and it's over. He's going to be a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. Good. Move on. That's not going to work. They won't win a championship. The bad for me was, okay, I'm looking at NBA power rankings after, you know, leading up to July 24th, after moves have been made. The Nuggets are actually ranked fourth in the NBA. Their number one is OKC. Number two is San Antonio with their move of getting Tobias Harris. The New York Knicks stayed at three, getting Andre Drummond in free agency. The Nuggets were at six, but they moved up to four. Notable additions, Tyus Jones, which I don't think is the biggest notable addition for this team. I think the biggest one for them was what they did in their power forward backup center situation. And I'll get into that conversation, but fascinating. Fascinating that we're not moving the needle. That actually moved the needle up for the Nuggets, so I'll elaborate on that. And the ugly, depending on who you ask, and we will ask Brian Howell, who is now with On3, publisher of BuffBlitz.com and author of several sports books. Brian Howell will still be covering the Colorado Buffaloes, but doing it with On3, no longer with Buff Zone. Good for him. Good move by Brian, so we'll talk to Brian. But the Colorado Buffaloes, Michael, they're going to open their preseason training camp in Colorado Springs. They will be doing a week's worth of practice at Fountain Fort Carson High School in the south end of Colorado Springs. So from August 2nd, to August 8th, that's where they'll be practicing. Some thought, oh, that's a grab to get more people involved in Colorado Springs. No, no, no. The practices will be closed to the public. For a program that we believe, and I'll clear this up with Brian, they're kind of in debt. Is it fair to say what we've learned over the past couple of seasons is that the University of Colorado is, you know, they're hurting. They're spending a lot of money on athletics, and then you're going to go, Michael, I can't imagine it's cheaper to bus to Colorado Springs and stay in dorms for a week as opposed to stay in the dorms that you already have at Colorado with their top-of-the-line training facilities they have there in Boulder. But some would look at this and say, no, this is a bonding thing. Did you see the movie Remember the Titans, Mike? We reviewed that. Is that what this is supposed to be? I don't know. But I can't imagine this is going to be received well received by Buffs fans that are being critical of the spending going on and, of course, where we are with Coach Prime. Better pay off. But I want to get the details from Brian because he covers this closely. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of blanket statements out there about this decision. I don't think it's a move I would have made if I'm under the microscope and my program is bleeding. My not just my program, but my school is bleeding dollars. I don't think I'm making a trip to Colorado Springs to do this. That's just probably not what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay low. Lay low, Mike.
I think a lot of these schools are bleeding dollars. Michigan has a much bigger debt.
Yeah, but we're not talking about, is Michigan going? Okay, that's different. Michigan wins. I mean, how many wins do the Buffs have? How many national championships since they've paid Deion Sanders, like one of the highest paid coaches in college football? I mean, yeah, a lot of schools are in debt, but a lot of schools are winning. So it's like, well, yeah, that's kind of the name of the game. And now you're going to go spend more. So I'm just curious. So I want to know the financials, and maybe I'm off. Maybe Brian tells me that it's really not going to cost him anything. I don't know the answer to that. But Fernando Lovo, the new athletic director for Colorado, said, when I first got here, Coach Prime and his staff actually came to me and spoke a little bit about wanting to go somewhere for training camp. When you talk about building that brotherhood and that trust, I think that's a big part of it. We explored a couple of different options, and I give all the credit to our football staff. They identified Colorado Springs, which is obviously big for us. We have a big footprint down there. But the footprint, what good is that going to do you? You're not opening the practices to the public. Mike, I look at this as an opportunity. If you're going to do it, say, hey, let's open it up so people in Colorado Springs can come watch us practice. And you know, we grow our footprint. But they're closing the footprint. So, interesting. Interesting conversation we'll get into. And the big one is LeBron James. He said he seriously considered retirement this offseason. No. Did you think he really did? I don't think so. But he is going to sign with the Philadelphia 76ers for his final year. Or final 2 years, excuse me. He signed a 2-year, $8 million contract with a player option. Clutch Sports Group CEO Rich Paul told ESPN's Shams Charania. James made nearly $53 million with the Lakers last season. He said he was honest at the last press conference when he said, I needed to look at myself and decide if I still love this game. And after deciding, I still truly love this game, and I have more to give. I think if you have to sit back and decide if you really love this game, you don't really love this game. I would just say that if I have to step back and say, man, do I really love doing sports radio every single day? I just feel like I've already answered the question. The fact that I'm asking it means that maybe I'm not in love with it as much as I used to be.
You know, maybe he stepped back to see how much he was in love with the attention he was getting.
Yeah, because once he retires, there's going to be a big hubbub. There's going to be a bunch of documentaries and all that stuff. But eventually, it will slow down. The memory doesn't go away, but it certainly fades. I mean, Michael, Peyton Manning is certainly still in the limelight when it comes to many things, but he's not in that same limelight. Tom Brady is not in that same limelight that he used to be. Hell, they're doing fake fights with Logan Paul, and I don't know if that's going to be a WWE setup. I have no idea. But once you are at the top of the mountain when it comes to fame, and LeBron James, as far as sports, there's not many, if any, that are as popular as him. Deciding to walk away would be a hell of a party, but the part, you know, at the end of the day, people are eventually going to go home and not forget about you, but you're just not on top of everybody's mind. I mean, if you watch the Four Letter Network over the past, how long has he played? He's always the center of attention. He's always been. I mean, Colin Cowherd used to say, people don't like it that I talk about LeBron. They complain about it, but I see the ratings. I see the ratings. I see the segments where we talk about LeBron. And that's what That's what sells. That's what goes absolutely crazy. So he's a Sixer now. I don't know if it's going to work. I mean, you got Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid. Fascinating, really, because there were, listen, I wanted Jaylen Brown to be a Nugget. I did. I thought, man, you get a guy like that that can put up 28 points a night, plus he's a defensive player. Give me that guy over Jamal Murray today. But then you hear as the dust kind of settles, for many reasons, Boston obviously wants to get out of that second apron. It was a financial decision. But you hear, and maybe they're saying this to make it the decision easier on themselves, but you did hear the whispers that maybe he wasn't a great locker room guy. Maybe he wasn't the easiest to get along with. So you put him with the Sixers and a Joel Embiid who I don't know that he's difficult to get along with, but it's difficult for him to finish a season. You pair him in with LeBron James. I would predict that this is not going to yield a championship. Feels like a power team on the surface. But I have a hard time believing that's what's going to happen. But we'll get your thoughts. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Faith talking about the Buffs thing. Of course, when I'm not there, they go down and practice. Hard to be close to the public unless the law enforcement out there, because the backside is a neighborhood, so to speak, and you can basically watch from the fence. Also, what dorms? They could go to UCCS, but that's at least a 30-ish minute drive, depending on traffic. There is one hotel that is super close. It was just a strange move to me, but my peeps at the district, they're excited, and the head coach there and I are close friends. They're stoked for this. Well, yeah, if you're that high school, that's a cool thing. I just don't know if that's the move that I'm making. Fernando Lovo, again, on the decision, on talking about Coach Prime, said, when you talk about building that brotherhood and that trust, I think that's a big part of it. We explored a couple of different options, but they identified Colorado Springs. For us to be able to take the show on the road for a week to engage is really important to us, not just for athletics, but really for our entire enterprise here at CU Boulder. It's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. I just feel like it's not a luxury you can afford right now. I mean, and I know Brian Howell's already talked about NFL teams will do this. Michael became a famous reporter because the Broncos came up here to Greeley. And that was awesome. I will say, that was awesome.
They were actually down in Dove Valley at that time.
What's that?
The Broncos were down at Dove Valley at that time. They had stopped coming to Greeley.
When you did your reporting?
Yes.
Oh, you actually went to Denver?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How did you get there?
The host of the weekend sports show.
Okay, all right. You're taking me down a rabbit hole here. It was awesome that the Broncos came up to Greeley. It was cool. I came up for that several times, and it was open. It was more, I think, Greeley people will tell you, they saw these players out and about all the time. It was neat. It was cool. Got them away from their regular, and, they won Super Bowls doing that kind of stuff.
And Greeley's not a town that you get in trouble with, and I'm wondering if wherever Colorado Springs, that feels like a town that you're not going to get in trouble.
I mean, there's crime, but there's not really distractions.
Yeah, you're not going to get the, like, oh, he was in the bar drinking, got into a fight type of thing. That just doesn't feel like it.
Well, you can here in Greeley. It's just there's no strip,
It's a different culture.
There's no party strip in Greeley. You're not going to park your car and be like, hey, we're hitting the bars. We're going to go down five blocks of bars and hitting the... You go to Old Town Fort Collins, you can park your car, and for a mile stretch, there's going to be bar after bar after bar after restaurant, you can hop, 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 hop. That's when you start to get into trouble, right? Denver scene? That's usually when trouble happens, for some reason. That's what I'm saying. Faith says, how are you engaging but closing practices? That's what I'm saying. Like, how are you engaging? Like, the Broncos, when they came up here, if we're comparing them, which, again, it's apples to oranges a little bit because it's an NFL team who can justify doing that, and it's a college team. But the Broncos I can guarantee you, and I was just a young pup at that time, I guarantee you they engaged up here. They were out and about. They were going to restaurants. They were supporting those restaurants. They were signing autographs after practice. You got to know a lot of these players. I saw Ed McCaffrey slapped his hand. Well, he wouldn't shake hands, by the way. He wouldn't slap hands. But I saw him before he was ever the coach on this campus, which was very odd.
Yeah, I got John Elway's autograph. I got Jumpy Gather's autograph. Jeff Beck, John Beck, I don't remember. University of Northern. Jeff Beck's a guitarist. I think it was John Beck, quarterback.
John Beck was a
didn't make the team.
Okay. I remember just so many unique stories from that. And that's part of being allowed to go to practice, though. I remember Rod Smith signing autographs. And it was so crowded. The kids were like, the little kids were in the front. And so people were crowding the little kids, like pushing them almost up against the and I was one of those little kids. And I remember Rod Smith like stopping, looking up at everybody and said, "Hey, everybody here, I am going to sign every one of your autographs, but don't crowd. Just don't crowd. Back up. If you're here in this little circle right now, I will not leave until every autograph is signed, but do not crowd." And I always thought that was awesome. And then however many years later, I got to interview Rod and I got to tell him about that. It was really cool because that stood out to me.
Rod Smith is one of my top three Broncos. Like like even when it was McCaffrey and I had that McCaffrey jersey, secretly I was more of a Rod Smith fan, and I still love the guy to this day.
But that the point of this conversation or the story is that's engagement. Those are memories that kids are going to walk away with for a lifetime. If the player was a jerk, if the player wasn't a jerk, if the player was great, I mean that sticks out to me. Shannon Sharp was my favorite player, Michael. Didn't have a thing to do with anyone. Wouldn't sign an autograph. Wouldn't look over. Wouldn't handshake. Wouldn't slap hands. My mom and dad were so mad because they knew I loved him so much. And I didn't care because I, at a very young age, I understood the business. I did not expect my favorite players to be my heroes. I knew that early on. They were my favorite players. Might not be cool with them, though.
I was their hero.
You were whose hero?
The players. They all looked up to me. Even though they were all taller.
22 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We just kind of move on past that stuff today. First Advantage text lines 888-530-0043. Did you ever go to camp up here then? Did you go here?
Twice.
But that was before you got your credential?
Yeah, that was before I got my credential and went down to Dove Valley.
I always thought it was here in Greeley.
It used to be here, and I don't remember when.
No. I thought
it was when they built that new facility.
No. I know it was here in Greeley. I'm saying I always thought you talked to Mike Shanahan here in Greeley.
Yeah.
You didn't
he admired me down in Dove Valley.
Okay, I want you to stop. I want you to pause. Pause the show right now.
Everybody knows I'm joking.
I know, but does it help the show? Does it move the show along? Does it further the show? Is this content people want to hear? Is Michael pretending that he's a role model to professional football players? I just want you to ask that question. Does it further the content?
As your co-host, it is moving.
If you could just admit
in a better direction.
If you could just admit that it doesn't, then we can move on with our lives. And it makes it better. Just admit. You know it doesn't help, right? You know it's not helping.
It is helping.
It's not helping. By the way, they look up to me. What does that have to do with anything? First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris, I'm sure Cheyenne Wells would have see you come in with open arms. The debate is not whether a small town or Fountain Fort Carson is making a bad move or doesn't want to do this. That's not the debate. The debate is should see you be doing it. Every high school in the state of Colorado would love to have the Colorado Buffaloes practicing at their facility. That's not the story. That's not the debate. Everybody would love this. The question is this necessary for a team that is not really cash heavy? At this point in time, is this the right move for the Colorado Buffaloes who are under the microscope?
Yeah, there's not a lot of networking if your practices are going to be closed.
Correct, Tommy.
Like you can, if there are people standing around, you can sign autographs. But outside of that, it's like, what's the point? Just stay in Boulder.
Yeah, I don't get it. Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw, says Brady. It's Michael's world. We all just live in it. I know. You're just in your own world sometimes. I'll be going on this thing. I'm on this train, and then you just come in with, they all look up to me. People seem to like you.
I am very much looked up to.
Who looks up to you?
Everyone shorter than me.
And with that, we'll take a short break. Brian Howell will join us from On Three. He is our Buffs, one of our Buffs insiders, so he'll be popping on to talk to us a little bit about this. I'm going to ask, you know, what kind of look this is, because he tweeted it out and he was seeing a lot of those comments coming at him. So we'll catch up with him at the bottom of the hour. Top stories of the day. Of course, the top story is what's going on with LeBron James and the Philadelphia 76ers. Thankfully, we don't have to deal with it in Denver. I'm happy about that. I'm putting it to rest. I don't want anyone questioning me anymore, saying, Brady, what is going to, you know, why is this not a good thing in your eyes? Why do you think LeBron James would not make sense to the Nuggets? And my retort would be, how many championships did he win with the Lakers outside of bubble ball? And when you say the answer is none, I say, I rest my case. Keep it here on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Your local news during your commute. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. This is why I like to get insiders on like Brian, because again, there's a bunch of people that are talking about, hey, saying the Buffs can't afford this. This is going to cost too much. It was my first thought. But Brian, of course, is responding to a lot of Twitterers and such, and he's explaining himself. He's explaining, you know, why maybe this isn't going to be as financially devastating as many people are pointing out. So that's why we bring them on. So we're going to catch up with Brian Howell here in just a moment. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coming up later on, a certain figure on Good Morning NoCo, very high on a certain team that we follow. Why? We'll get into that. Top stories of the day should be fun, too. Keep it here on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most. Local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining me now, it's been a little bit since we caught up with this gentleman, but our Buffs insider, Brian Howell, publisher of BuffBlitz.com. He's an author of several sports books. I've read one of them at least, covering University of Colorado football, basketball, and recruiting for On Three. Brian, obviously a change in that title, my friend. Good for you. Congratulations, my man.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's very different from the last time we talked.
Yeah, it is a little different, but you know, you and I were talking a little bit offline and such, and a move for the better, and I'm excited to see what you do with this opportunity.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited about it. This is week one, so you know, I'm still finding my bearings and everything, but I'm excited for 17th season covering the Buffs, so it'll be a lot of fun this year.
Brian, how will this change? Is there a lot of difference, or is, I mean, at the end of the day, is it still going to be the content that we've all come to know and love from you over the years?
I hope it's the same. I think there'll be some differences. I mean, obviously, On Three does more recruiting than I was doing at the Daily Camera in Boulder, and so there's going to be that, and you know, backed by a lot of the national recruiting writers. So it won't be all just me doing all the recruiting. There's a lot of really great national recruiting experts on three, and they'll be doing a lot of things there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, though. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and that is such a job that's needed, especially in this sports industry now, in this climate, just trying to figure out who's out there, which teams are losing guys that are eligible, they're not going to be eligible, whatever. Who are they recruiting? Who are they looking at? Sifting through that is a very tough job, but it's an important job because everybody wants to know. If you follow your team, you want to know players that are on the horizon, who's coming up, and a little bit about them.
Yeah, no question. And look, I'm grateful for those recruiting guys because I'm not sure I could do that, keeping track of all the high school prospects around the country and, you know, just all the it's hard enough keeping track of who's going through the transfer portal just at Colorado. These guys do it for the whole country. So I'm grateful for them, and it'll enhance the coverage that we have there. And like I said, I'm excited about it. And the Buffs have a lot of exciting things coming up as well.
Well, and you said it, you know, new job title, but same kind of job stuff as far as expectations and covering this Buffs team. And we got this one that certainly has a lot of people talking. Colorado Buffaloes football to open preseason training camp in Colorado Springs, Brian. And this is why I want to bring you on, because you're going to have one side that's freaking out, saying, wait, I thought that they were, you know, in a tough money situation. Should they be leaving? Should they be doing this? Then you have another side, and I think you're coming at this side too, trying to explain, hey, really, the cost isn't really that much. So that's why I wanted you to be on with us to kind of help set that record straight. Is this as big of a deal negatively as some might be saying today?
Yeah, I don't think so. And I don't know what all the costs are going to be, but what I do know is that they're going to be staying. They're housed at UCCS, which obviously is in the CU system, and therefore they can stay in the dorms down there at no cost. So they have that. You know, school's not in session there at UCCS yet. They're going to have meals and things like that, but they would be eating meals together in Boulder. So and there's an expense there as they do training table in Boulder. So I think that should almost be a wash. The expense probably is going to be mostly transportation down there. You got to get all your equipment down there, not only the 104 players, but all the coaches and staff members. So that will be, but I'm not sure how much it costs for, you know, a couple of buses and a semi to go down there. So I'm sure it'll be an expense, but I've told people that, look, when you're coming off 3-9 and one of your problems last year was team camaraderie and leadership, I don't mind taking a week to try to build on that and make sure that that's better this year. I think that could have long-term benefits for this team.
What do you think that message kind of says to, again, a lot of the detractors, a lot of people that are on the negative side of Coach Prime saying, you know, if that is what the fear was, you know, over the years, just trying to have that camaraderie, have that connectivity, needing to do something, and I won't say drastic, but just something, I don't even want to say outside of the box, because we see teams do this college and pros, but to do something unique like this to try to really help that, I can look at it both ways. I can look at it and say, hey, a head coach, sometimes you gotta acknowledge the things that you struggled with as far as your leadership, so try to do something to fix that. Or I guess you could look at it from the other point of view and say, wow, Coach Prime's really reaching to try to instill some kind of leadership and camaraderie into this team.
Well, I look at it this way. For most of Coach Prime's coaching career until last year, who did he have with him? And it was Shadur. And, you know, he had Travis for a couple of years. He had Shiloh. Shadur, for all the things people want to say about him, is a great leader. And his teammates loved him. So he always had sort of built-in leadership in that locker room because he had Shadur and guys that he was with. All of a sudden, last year, you don't have those people. And then you throw in the fact that he was dealing with his bladder cancer and was not around the team, and couldn't really – he wasn't as heavily involved in like building the roster last year because he wasn't around. And so a lot of that went by the wayside. And so what I look at it is I said, I give him a lot of credit for adjusting and saying, you know what? I need to do something different than I've ever done because I don't have that built-in leadership, and we've got to do something different to fix what happened last year. And so I give him credit for that.
I can see that too. Brian Howell joining us, publisher of BuffBlitz.com, also covering the University of Colorado football, basketball, and recruiting for On3. It's just been a very interesting road, and you've documented every single mile on this road for Coach Prime, and this is just another chapter of that, I suppose.
Yeah, and yeah, it's been an interesting road in a lot of ways, right? And I'll say that last year was the first time in his coaching career he really had a bad year. And some people would say 2023, but they knew what they had coming in 2024, right? And so, yes, 2023 was not a good season, but they were building to 24. Last year, I think, was his first bad year as a coach, and I'm curious to see how he handles it. And I think what he's done so far has been good. I mean, when you talk to the players that we met with at Media Day earlier this month in Frisco, Texas, I mean, they were very excited about what this team has done, how much Coach Prime's been involved, how these guys are coming together as a group. And so I'm curious to see it come together because we've never really seen Coach Prime have to deal with a really bad year.
No, and I think that's a great point, too, because really that first year, I don't care what the record was. Yes, they improved from 1-4 his first year he got there. But I always throw, like, first years are first years. You know, those are kind of throw out. It's not your guys, whatever, even though he brought some studs with him. But then the next year obviously was great. You win 9. So I agree with that 100%. Why does it sometimes, Brian, feel like it's been longer? Why does it feel like we're going into, like, the 6th or 7th season for Coach Prime as opposed to number 4?
Because I think sometimes losing makes it feel longer,
yeah.
You know, and I think everybody just wanted some momentum from 24 to carry over to 25, and it didn't. You know, there was really, I mean, he talked about it last year at Media Day and going into the season. He said, we're a better team than we were in 2024, and they certainly were not, you know. And so I just think, and especially for this fan base that has just been so desperate for a coach that will turn it around long term. I think last year was another, like, really? We're losing again? You know, every coach we've had loses. So I think it's felt longer to CU fans because it's really been 2 decades since they had a consistent winner. And so I think they're just desperate for it.
Brian Howell joining us, Buffs Insider. What are you most interested, like, not necessarily that you're predicting is going to be something that's a great or bad or whatever with this Buffs team, but is there a particular storyline that you're more interested in seeing, just how it plays out, neither good or bad?
I think the Brendan Marion offense.
Yeah, I was just going to say it, Brian. We are one person right now.
Yeah, I just think that offense is so intriguing, and he's been really wanting for a long time to prove himself as a Power 4 offensive coordinator and see how it works at the Power 4 level. And I'm very curious to see that, but how the pieces come together with it.
Yeah.
Not only Julian Lewis, but, I mean, he made some noise a couple weeks ago when Brendan Marion did, when he said that he thinks this offensive line is better than what he had at Texas in 2022. So if that's true, this team's in for a good season. You got running back. I mean, Damian Henderson, who was at CSU a few years ago and had a really good season at Sac State last year, could be one of their top guys. And Danny Scudero led the country in receiving yards last year at San Jose State. And so there's a lot of intriguing parts of this offense, but I'm curious to see how Brendan Marion puts it all together.
That is the 100% what I was interested in because, of course, following the UNC Bears, seeing him in the Big Sky Conference, you know, with Sac State, it's interesting because you look at his career. I mean, he's literally been somewhere else every single year. That's a negative, but the positive is every single year has been an upgrade in his position, if you want to look at it that way, too. So we'll see if it sticks with CU for a while. Or I guess if it goes really well, he's moving on again.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of assistants, if you look at their career patterns, a lot of them are like this. He's maybe moved a little bit more than normal, but a lot of them move on for various reasons. Either they're elevating, or sometimes if the head coach you're with gets fired, it's not your choice. You have to move on, right? So that's happened to him a couple times. So you're right. He has elevated at some point or in some way every single year, and he's elevating again. So we'll see if he's here for more than 1 year. But for right now, Buff fans, just have fun and success in 2026, please.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, we got to have some fun. We got to see this. And again, with Brendan Marion, this talk to me a little bit, Brian, and I know you'll learn more as we go here. But what is it? The go offense? Is it the go offense or go offense? I'm just curious.
Go.
Again, I don't pretend to know every single thing about the X's and O's of the football side of things, but I know enough to be dangerous, I guess, Brian. And what he does definitely seems intriguing to me.
Yeah, you know, and when you hear go, you're thinking you know, passing offense and just throwing the ball all over the yard. But it's really predicated on a strong run game. Most of his teams that he's been a coordinator or head coach for have averaged more than 200 yards rushing. And then they kind of rely on those vertical shots downfield. And, you know, you got Julian Lewis who has a big arm. So, but the running game is going to be a big part of it. That's why I think Damian Henderson, Richard Young, who was a big back they got from Alabama, they could be, you know, really key guys in this offense. But it's really, they have to run the football for it to be successful. And one thing we know about CU under Coach Prime is they haven't run the football very well. And so, that's going to be intriguing to see. Is this really going to be a strong run game that Colorado has not had in a long time?
I'm curious, Brian, and next time you talk to Damian Henderson, please, I'm sure you'll lead with this. When he was with CSU on the college football video game, I did win the Heisman with him. So I'm sure you'll lead with that at some point. Yeah,
I will for sure. I did ask him in the spring because he talked about moving here from Sac State and how he had to get some winter clothes, things like that. I said, well, don't you have any of your, like, your warm clothes from Fort Collins? He goes, no, I don't have any of that stuff left. I'm like, oh, okay.
Got rid of it all. Hey, are those conversations juicy at all? Do you guys get into, like, what it was like in Fort Collins? Because I'd be curious.
I haven't yet. I mean, that was the one question I was able to ask him about being at CSU, and he sort of, like, dismissed it quickly. So,
well, I mean, to go, obviously, to leave CSU and then transfer anywhere, whatever. Sometimes it can be good, sometimes it can be bad. But then to transfer to CU, first thing in my brain is like, obviously, maybe he wanted to get back at his old squad. So he's with the Buffalo. This is a good opportunity, of course, too. But that was my first thought, Brian. But I'm a weird person sometimes.
Well, that's fine. We all are, right? But, you know, it would be, this is a tangent, but what would be intriguing is kind of putting together a list of the best players that played for both teams.
That would be good.
You got like a Marcus Houston, who was at CSU and then CSU, and you know there's a lot of players
that'd
that
be
played
fun.
for both teams. So there's a little project for you.
That would be okay. I might have to dig into that, Brian. That does actually sound intriguing to me, Brian. Always appreciate you, man. I do look forward to it. Hopefully we can do this kind of on a weekly basis again once the season starts. If you're down, my friend.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, well, I love it, man. And, you know, I'm thinking of you always and just appreciate you and what you've accomplished in your career. And I'm happy for you on this move, man. And we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, man. Brian Howell, now with On Three. And I didn't want to, you know, it's been a couple of weeks, I guess. But a great writer and reporter, of course, Adam Musburger, was one of Brian's great friends, and he passed away a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't honestly know if Brian was going to stay in the Buffs realm, the sports realm. I wasn't quite sure because I thought about that, you know. And I've talked to Adam before, and he's a great guy, and everything you hear about. I remember going down to camp years ago with Brian and Adam. We all got in trouble because we went out onto the field to watch practice. I followed those guys because they knew what they were doing. And as we're watching practice, we're told, hey, get the heck out of it. I think that was under Mel Tucker. But I know Brian and Adam were close. And when you're on the same beat, you know, even if you're on different outlets or whatever, you're on the same beat, you get to know each other. And I didn't know with the Pat, because I talked to Brian, you know, I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. And I don't want to bring it up on the air with Brian. I didn't want to put him in that spot, you know. But I when I saw that he was making a move, I didn't know what he was going to do. So I got to tell you, I'm really happy because I have a good relationship with Brian Howell. Really happy he's staying in the zone with the Buffs. Because then, yeah, he comes and helps clear things up for us, too. So Brian Howell, great guy. Faye says, where did he say they were staying? I couldn't hear him well. They're the campus, like, they own, you know, that's under the CU umbrella is the UCCS or whatever it is. So they will be staying there. So there will be money for coaches and stuff where there's, but I don't know if it's going to be this crazy amount of money, but on the surface, it just looks bad. 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
maybe it seems like a nothing burger, the Colorado Springs thing. Do you lean toward that, or do you think it's a big deal?
I don't know how big of a deal it is. If it costs a lot of money, I'm not for it.
Can I say this, though? Okay. I like the Buffs, Mike. I do. You don't believe me. Your lips just quivered. You don't believe me.
Pass.
I used to like... Okay, can you agree with me on this? I used to have an easier time liking the Buffs.
Yes, that I can believe.
Do you think... I mean, I have a hard time with Coach Prime. I'm just going to call it out. I try and it does something, and then they're fun to watch, and then it just... It's not appealing to me. And I don't think it's one of those things now where the larger-than-life persona is now outweighing just the old-fashioned, are you a good football coach? And I like, dude, you know me. I'm a fan of the guy that hands the ball to the referee. I'm also a fan of the guy that throws the ball up in the air, grabs a Sharpie, starts dancing with the cheerleaders, man. I like it all. I like personalities in sports. So I loved Coach Prime growing up. And I loved the idea of this when he was with the Buffs. But it's just slowly, maybe not even slowly, worn me out. Where every story now is kind of like, really? I mean, you knew what you're doing. You know people are talking about this. You know this is just another thing. It's another tabloid. I don't know if it's going to work out this year, Mike. I have this feeling the Buffs are going to be bad. I really do. Like, bad, bad. We'll get into it. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.